G'day listeners and welcome to another APS News Bulletin, keeping you up to date and well informed on the Australian property market and everything that's happening out there on a week to week basis. Now this week, guys, we're talking the RBA, the Reserve Bank of Australia. They came back together again this week. A lot of things sort of came out and a lot of economists and commentators and whatnot jumping in there saying a lot of things off the back of it. So I wanted to do a dedicated ep this week all around the RBA and the interest rate, you know, what they came out with off the back of it. Now, point number one, guys, direct from them on the Reserve Bank of Australia's website. The article's minutes from their website from the meeting on Tuesday. Some key takeaways on this, guys. Deciding to leave the cash rate unchanged at 4.35%. So it was left unchanged, but obviously a few things off the back of it. They got everyone talking. Inflation is falling more slowly than expected, with high services inflation contributing to this trend. Key point here, guys, everyone's freaking out because the inflation isn't falling fast enough. It's still down 0.5% since the last reading as well. So that's not too bad. It's still falling, which is a good sign. The economic outlook remains uncertain, with inflation expected to return to the target range by the second half of 2025. So it is slower than expected. High inflation and earlier interest rate rises have impacted household consumption and real disposable income. So the cost of living getting more expensive, obviously with interest rates rising and being more expensive as well, rents rising considerably too. Household consumption and their disposable income has lowered significantly because of these costs. So that discretionary spending is a lot lower. The costs that they can't really control, that is what has been increasing and what is keep driving or keeping inflation at a higher level, keeping it a little bit stickier on that front. And final point, guys, from the RBA's minutes is returning inflation to target is the board's top priority, with a focus on sustaining medium-term inflation expectations within the target range. So look, guys, in summary, the board's not ruling out movements in either direction for the cash rate. That's pretty much what they're saying. I think they're just trying to fire a few warning shots. They'll be keeping a close eye on inflation and all the economic indicators that tie in and around and affect inflation. I won't go too much deeper into it from that side, just because the next article I'm going to dissect really goes into probably where I more see it as well. But they're pretty much just saying we're not in inflation figures yet of the target band that they're chasing, which is the 2-3%. We're currently sitting at 3.6%, still down from the 4.1% that was read in February. So we're still sitting pretty good on numbers, guys, but they're wanting it to move quicker. But there's things obviously that aren't disposable housing housing consumption costs, discretionary spending. That isn't what's blowing this thing out. And this article that I'm going to go into now probably breaks this down into a little bit more detail. It's not so much like a headline grabbing, let's go out there and try and, you know, get a front page of the Daily Telegraph or whatever. This is probably a little bit more in line with the way that I'm seeing this thing play out as well. So article number two from big Michael Mudasik and his article titled Interest Rates, Poppycock and the Elephant in the Room. What a legend. What I believe, this article was probably not the most headline grabbing, just breaking it all down. Went very, very detailed into what's happening out there. I'm just going to give you guys as high level as possible, but this has got a bit of meat to it as well. So Michael writes, despite inflation surpassing the RBA's target range, a closer look reveals underlying factors that could prompt a downward shift in interest rates sooner than is expected. Contrary to expectations, rising interest rates are unlikely to have a significant impact on consumer behavior at present. Many households are already financially strained, as evidenced by recent downturn in retail spending. Additionally, the US's robust household consumption is partially attributed to fixed home loans, shielding existing borrowers from rate hikes. Now, to give you guys a recap on that, guys, when you get a home loan in America, it stays at what you pay for the life of the loan. In Australia, we're obviously up and down. So changing the interest rate in the US might impact people buying a home, but it doesn't impact the people that already own a home. So very, very different from the Australian economy and the way that we do things over here. Australia's elevated inflation expectations, fueled by the RBA's commentary, have long exceeded actual CPI figures, he writes. This perception of high inflation due to consumer behavior may not hold true upon closer examination. Moving beyond the rhetoric, several key factors, the elephants in the room, point towards a potential downward shift in interest rates, as we spoke about with the recent article about the 39 economists also predicting the same thing. The key factors here, guys, that they got that are obviously being bandied around a lot, population growth. Now, how this affects inflation is in the following. Australia's unexpected surge in population has inflated demand, contributing to higher prices and higher inflation. While long-term immigration can dampen inflation, short-term spikes of population growth create inflationary pressures. People move in, there's not enough of how many people are obviously coming in, we see a big spike. If that's created over the long term, they obviously do everything they can to meet that demand. That dampens inflation from that perspective. Number two is mortgage rate dynamics. This is a key one, guys. With low fixed rate loans expiring, outstanding mortgage rates are set to rise, adding financial strain on households. This tightening could curb demand and influence inflation dynamics. So once again, a lot of people in 2020, 2021, during COVID, fixed in for 2, 3, 4 years that were fixed. Now, those people in 2020 and 2021, in the next, could be very, very soon and into next year as well. A lot of those guys will be coming off. There was a lot of homeowners that were able to buy fixed 4 years at 1.99%. I know a lot of people that got that, got in on that. They're going to be coming off this year and next year. If you're coming off from 1.99 going into the sixes, you know, jumping, and that was your affordability point at the time. A lot of home buyers, they buy at their max affordability. So then if that then comes off at say 6 or 7%, then most people aren't going to be able to afford that, especially if they put it higher again. And another point that he thinks they're going to stay at where they are or come down in the near term. Labor market realities, official unemployment rates mask broader challenges, with alternative surveys revealing higher unemployment and underemployment rates. Nearly 900,000 Australians on work-related support highlight underlying job market difficulties. So essentially, maybe the unemployment rate isn't as tight as a lot of people are led to believe, or the, you know, economy is being led to believe, country. Looking ahead, substantial job creation is needed to stabilize unemployment rates. However, recent trends indicate a shortfall in job opportunities, exacerbating labor market challenges. Despite these hurdles, the private sector's resilience drives productivity growth, albeit amidst government reforms impacting business operations. Considering these factors, a cash rate increase seems improbable. The RBA may adopt tightening bias, but indications favor rate cuts. Financial markets anticipate rate reductions, potentially starting late 2024 or early 2025. Now, guys, key points from this article. It was a massive bloody document that was written there. Key points here: despite rising inflation, many underlying factors suggest a continued downward shift in interest rates sooner than is expected. Inflation is currently being driven by uncontrollable cost increases rather than excessive consumer spending. Think of the things like insurance, interest rates, rents, all these sorts of things. That is not excessive spending, like going to the retail, you know, going to the shops or whatever and blowing all the money, buying all cars, all these sorts of things. Things like insurance, rent, and all this sort of stuff as well. Key factors such as population growth, mortgage rate dynamics, and labor market challenges point towards a potential need for rate cuts, as we said, late in the year to early 25 to ease those financial burdens for borrowers. Australia's elevated inflation expectations may not align with actual CPI figures, potentially leading to a downward shift in interest rates. Rising interest rates, as a final point, guys, are unlikely to significantly impact consumer behavior, as many households are already financially strained. I left this as like the final point of my points, because even if they were to put interest rates up by another, 25 basis points, 0.5%, 1% or whatever, if people are already feeling the pinch and struggling, and retail's already struggling, and people aren't out there, you know, spending that disposable income and discretionary income, if they don't have that and they're not spending it, rising interest rates are unlikely to solve the problem there of curbing it, because it's already being curbed in a massive way. It's those, uncontrollable cost increases that are bringing this thing unstuck and keeping it sticky and high. Now, guys, in summary of both articles and my take on the current situation, the RBA hasn't ruled out any movements in the short to medium term, neither up or down. There is a worry about inflation staying sticky, but it's still down 0.5%, which is still decent and still trending that way. This is a good thing, obviously, that it's still coming down. If it was staying the same or going up, we'd have serious issues. We would probably see a rate increase. But the fact that it's still down 0.5% is still a strong point. People are spending less and feeling the pinch more. Again, not discretionary spending causing the highest inflationary numbers. Time will tell on what happens with interest rates. But I believe it's a time of watch and see. Don't get too excited one way or the other. The investing fundamentals remain the same. Don't get too caught up in the headlines. We've gone up 4.25% in the past 2, 3 years, whatever it's been, in terms of interest rate increases. I wouldn't get too caught up in people trying to take the headlines of, oh, it's going to go up again, it's going to get down, whatever. I would stick at your investing principles. What can you afford to buy? What can you afford to invest in? Stick to those things. Keep moving forward. Don't get distracted by this stuff. Obviously, it's one of the things that we need to keep an eye on from a cash flow perspective. But ultimately, it's just one of those things. And when it does start coming back down, as we've always said, that will be the trigger of the boom turning into super boom, in APS opinion. But again, guys, good to stay educated and aware of everything out there, but not saying to get too worried about or too caught up on. Just keep sticking to the fundamentals. Now, listeners, that's a wrap for another APS Weekly News Bulletin. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please make sure you send it on to someone else who might take some great value out of it. And until next week, guys, that's another APS News Bulletin on the Scouting Australia podcast.